Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were taught that it is impossible to faithfully serve the Lord without opposition and persecution. Let's take up there in our study today. Foundation for the Bible. Second Timothy 3:12-13 lets us know, and I'm saying this, if we are to have revival today, and Christians are going to have to give their all in all, it's going to cost a price. And we see that price in Second Timothy 3:12-13. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. You see, they're even deceived themselves. And that's in the local church that really 1st and 2nd Timothy are addressing. And we, my friend, will suffer persecution in this life if we're truly being faithful to our God and living a godly life in this world, obediently witnessing the gospel to a lost and dying world, going to hell, while at the same time separated from worldliness and unrighteousness. Scripture reveals that it is impossible to faithfully serve the Lord without opposition and persecution. Nevertheless, we must not despair or have a bitter attitude as a result of this fact. Rather, we must look to the Lord for deliverance. Deliverance from or help through our trials and our tribulations. That same chapter we just read, that all that live godly, the verse preceding that says, persecutions, afflictions, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Everywhere he went, preaching, standing for the Lord, he got persecuted. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, when ye be buffeted for your faults, shall ye take it patiently? But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. In John 7:7, we see Jesus, as he addresses his brethren, that is, the other children of Mary that were born after him, to the Virgin Mary, who was no longer a virgin at that point. But those children that were born to Mary after that asked Jesus if he was going to Jerusalem, and he kind of put them off, but he said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth. Well, why did the world hate Jesus? And listen to why he tells them. Because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Now, people get down on fundamental Bible preachers who name sin. Well, if that's the way you are, then my friend, I can tell you, by the authority of God's word, since Jesus did it, you would have hated Jesus Christ. He preached on it more than I ever could. So if Jesus preached on it, if you're going to get upset, why not get upset with him? Oh, I don't want to get upset with him. He was God come in the flesh. Well, don't get upset when his preachers name sin, even if that sin is named among your own children, your own loved ones. See, a lot of them that had a stand, I talked to a preacher one day that was down on some things that I had preached, and I says, did you ever used to preach against? And I named about two or three things. Yeah. 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 I said, well, God hasn't changed. I haven't changed. See, I let him know I haven't changed. I haven't changed. And he just put his head down and realized he could not answer that. End. Galatians 6:18. We find the key to enduring the marks or battle scars that result from faithfully serving Jesus Christ. There says, brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. You see, God's grace is not just an outward thing. It's a thing that has to work deep within the heart. And you've got to let him. And if you do, you'll find that his grace is so sufficient. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3:5, it says this, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Our sufficiency is of God. You see, God's grace is sufficient for us just as it was for the Apostle Paul. He's sufficient. He's able to completely satisfy and meet everything necessary that we need to serve him. You see, the sufficiency speaks of the complete ability of God to provide and to do whatever needs provided and doing in us and through us. Yes, God's grace is sufficient for us. When we are faithfully serving the Lord and enduring the reproach of others, then we will not focus on our own sufferings and trials, but rather we focus on God's enabling grace to see us through these difficult times. And that's why we read in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 57-58, but thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In John 16 and verse 33, as Jesus let the people know that served him that they would suffer persecution, he says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't worry about what the people about you are saying. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Let Jesus deal with them. I think further of Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, where we read, blessed are they, and these are part of the Beatitudes, but Jesus says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You know, I've gotten some bad emails. I've gotten some emails that have said some hard things to me, but you know what? There's a part in me that just wants to write back a thank you and just say, thanks. Jesus Christ said, you just helped to make my reward greater in heaven. Now, I don't know if I could do that with the right heart and spirit sometimes, so I normally don't do that. But, you know, really, when we think about it, what could we do? Now, I have spent extra time, more than I think I should have, on verse 16 here of chapter 2. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, set them apart from worldliness, and set them apart unto holiness, unto God. Assemble the elders, the oldest, gather the children, the youngest, those that suck the breast, those even the newborns. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet, even coming from the honeymoon. That's how important revival is in that day of Joel. And it's not any less important today for us. My friend, I want to ask you, normally at this time I would go into an invitation time in which I would invite you to receive Jesus Christ. If you're not sure if you died today that heaven's your home, I would invite you to our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org and just scroll down until you find the plan of salvation. Click on it. I have it both in audio or in printed form so that you can see it for yourself. But right now, I feel like I just feel led that I need to talk to the Christians. Christians, it was important. It was important that Israel come together and pray, confess their sins, and turn to the Lord. So I want to make that same challenge today. Covenant. I have said covenant with me, but really covenant with God. To pray daily, as we've said earlier, for the judicial, the legislative, executive branches of our government, that they'll judge righteously, legislate morally, and will operate within the morals, the integrity of our Judeo-Christian ethic from the Word of God that was written into our Constitution. I think we need to pray that and continue to pray it. But even more so, pray for revival in our churches. Our churches are not built for entertainment. They're to be built for the worship of a holy God. My friend, my song leader is a song leader. He's not the worship leader. But in like matter, I'm not the worship leader. The Holy Spirit is the worship leader, and he can only lead in worship as preachers preach the word. Preaching the word as it is to men as they are. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path, as our theme verse says for this broadcast. I will hide thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. The Lord testified of their deeds that they were evil. The New Testament letters address sins among God's people as well as in the world. Let's begin a prayer time in which we confess our sins individually, as a church, and as a country.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm.